You may know Hilary Hahn as one of the top violinists in the world, a former prodigy who's been impressing audiences since she was 12, two decades ago. Lately, she's been stretching out beyond the standard classical repertoire, playing alongside pop musicians like Josh Ritter. But her new project goes the other way, into uncharted waters. Hahn is collaborating with the German musician Volker Bertelmann, who performs as Hauschka on specially messed up pianos. The music they make? Completely improvised. Their new CD is called Silfra, and Hilary Hahn and Hauschka are here with me in the studio now. So, Hilary, welcome. People are familiar with improvisation in jazz, but is this a kindred process, you and Hauschka making up the song as you go along?
For me, the improvisation part was a way to work in a shared project with Hauschka, because if we wrote something out, there would always be probably a leading voice in the composition, and we really had a chance to exchange ideas in a very nice way when we improvised. So my experience improvising started before this, but this kind of really from the ground up creative experience has been kind of exclusive to this particular collaboration. So for me, improvisation is a way to work together.
Well, let's hear you do it then. Go for it. Thank you. Hilary Hahn and Hauschka improvising a piece of music that I love and which I guess shall remain nameless. So that, when you decided to play that, how were you able to talk about it? How did you know what was going to happen or where you should go with that?
Well, the original theme that Hilary started was coming up at some point during our rehearsals, and somehow it sticked with us all the time. So whenever we played somewhere, Hilary was just picking up the violin. She played like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We just kept it as a kind of idea that we always
pulled. All we had is the theme.
Yeah, so we just pull it out of the head. And then whenever we have fun to play it, it's, to be quite honest, I think it's a very spontaneous way of living. I love that a lot, to just go into a situation and think about it quickly, not having too much fuzz about
and
anything.
And respond. And would it be, if you did that tonight or tomorrow, would it be different?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've been playing that theme into various pieces on the tour we've been doing, but it always turns out very differently. It could be that the theme belongs to something else, and that's why it keeps sticking in our heads. But as far as we know...
Until somebody tells you otherwise?
Yes.
You've been playing Hilary, performing since you were practically a baby. Are the techniques you've used for the last 20-odd years different than what you do in this project?
I learned to play the violin by playing classical music, and there's so much variety in classical music that even the unusual techniques I use to get sound out of the instrument at various times, various environments, those also come from classical music. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a lot of contemporary music lately, but I wouldn't say that I'm improvising classical music. It's just that is how I relate to the instrument.
Right, right. And does doing this kind of music, this improvised music, affect how you play the classic pieces?
It definitely informs my playing, because on stage, a lot of interpretation, a lot of the individual choices you make about how to read what the composer is writing and then how to convey that to the audience, a lot of that has improvisatory elements in it, because I'm not usually there by myself on stage. There are other people there with me, and they have ideas as well that are spontaneous.
But those
it's
improvisations
very
are
free
subtle,
form,
though, right?
In a way. Actually, they're kind of radical. If you compare one night to the next, a score is just a relative notation. Everything about a musical score is relative. So you can play with all the proportions. You can even interpret pitch. It's not there really is no absolute, but it's the structure. So what I find interesting is when we play pieces that don't have a predetermined structure and we're forming that as we go, that's kind of what I'm doing with interpretation. I know kind of what I want to do. I have my general direction. I have the effect that I want to create. I have certain details I really like. And besides that, then I just try to be attuned to everything else that's going on. So these two things really, really do feed each other. And I feel like they both make me a better musician.
And Hilary, you have this enormous legion of fans for your classical repertoire. What do they make of this?
They can make of it what they like.
But what do you think?
What
have you heard?
I don't know. I think people are generally supportive because I tend to follow my instincts and I follow my interests in the projects that I do. And I think people understand that this is something that I really wanted to try. It was a big experiment for us
yes,
to do this.
It's
it wasn't
the same,
like
I mean, people are writing me sometimes as well, and they think, what is he doing? Does he want to jump out of the independent area? You know, which is everyone can think and take it.
So they think you're selling out, and they think you're going crazy.
you can think that.
I mean,
if you want.
I don't think that's been the reaction.
No, and not at all.
The nice thing is that people are understanding that. For me, it's not that I went looking for this project and I found Hauschka to fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that we got to know each other. We were friends. We wanted to work together.
Uh-huh.
What are we going to do together? Well,
right.
We might as well create something from scratch together, because that's going to be a really interesting experience. And we'll learn more about music in the course of doing it.
So, Hauschka, you play what's called prepared piano. Can I come over there and you'll show me what that actually means?
Well, my friends laugh because whenever I'm writing, oh, prepared piano or prepared pianist, they're like, oh, so it's the unprepared pianist you usually work with.
This is a prepared piano. It's a piano that's open, and there's a whole, it looks like somebody dumped a kitchen drawer full of miscellaneous stuff into it. I assume it's not that random.
No, it's not that random. And if you see where I paste the things, they have a special place. So I'm using all sorts of material, like beer bottle caps. I'm using art erasers that are like more like, you know, they are damping the note like a wooden block, something like that. Then I'm using duct tape that creates more like a pizzicato kind of sound. Then I'm using like bells that are on the strings. And you see when I'm hitting the key, you actually, the bell creates another rhythm on top of that. So when I'm playing very fast, you have like a rhythm in the rhythm. These are felt mutes or strings, and they remind me always on an electronic bass guitar that is picked with a plectrum. If I'm playing a scale, it's like a
That's cool to see it being done. Now, we have something else we want you guys to play. On Twitter, we enlisted people to come up with a tone row for you from which you can now improvise. But explain what a tone row is, since I don't have much of a clue.
It's a very niche bit of knowledge. A tone row, in basic terms, is 12 notes. There are 12 chromatic notes in an octave, in a scale. And a tone row is playing all of those notes back to back without repeating one. It's almost like a Sudoku kind of thing. And people look at it as an exercise, but I found that it's a beautiful melodic technique. And I've been making up my own in our improvisations, so I just thought it'd be fun to have some input from someone else to see what kind of tone row they came up with.
And the one you chose is by a guy named William Jeffrey, whose Twitter handle is WJ Composer. Why did it appeal? Why did you choose it?
I like that some of the notes are close together and others hop, but then there's kind of a swing, a little bit of a swing to the motion of this particular melody. So I just wanted to see what would happen. So we're going to do a little bit of improvisation on that.
Great. So we're going to hear Hilary Hahn and Hauschka improvising on a tone row submitted to us by William Jeffrey via Twitter. And I want to thank you both so much for coming in. This has been great and illuminating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.